This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:06 at 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Good morning. And let's go right to Mike Moneypenny, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, and find out what the very latest is on this morning's forecast. Mike, what's happening today?
All right. Well, overnight we've been watching the light snow developing across South Carolina and slowly approaching from the southwest. It's having a little bit of trouble getting into the dry air across central North Carolina, but it's going to continue to spread north, and we're expecting it to reach the Triangle area in Chapel Hill sometime in the late morning to around lunch.
Okay, so we're bracing for this dose of winter weather, and it should start about noon. And how much snow do you expect for us to get?
Well, it's going to continue to get heavier as we get through the afternoon and into the evening and continue just about all night tonight. And snowfall, we could see as much as 6, perhaps even 10 inches, along with a little bit of glaze of ice during the late afternoon.
So is this going to be one long continuous event, or will we have some today and then some more tomorrow?
It's going to be pretty much a continuous event. We're looking at the snow to continue to get a little bit heavier today, and then tomorrow as the system actually pulls off to the northeast, it will wrap around some cold air and some more snow, and that'll come across tomorrow through around lunchtime.
Well, this appears to be the most accumulation that we will have gotten in a long time here in North Carolina. What's your take on that?
Well, we see these ice storms on occasion, but my goodness, you know, I have not gone back and researched it, but I think I've heard the number 2002 bandied around, the worst one since then. Or the worst that we're forecasting since then.
Well, I said North Carolina. I meant to say our area of North Carolina. Of course, there are some areas that do get more snow, but it looks like it's a pretty done deal and a pretty sure thing that it's going to happen.
Not much question about it. We have 100% probability of precipitation, and just about the whole state is going to be affected. The thing is, the ice accumulations right across the heart of the state, you know, from Charlotte up across Fayetteville and the Triangle area, including Chapel Hill, we could see power outages, which would last for more than, you know, a day or so after the end of the storm.
Oh, that brings another set of complications into it. Well, Mike Moneypenny, we will stay in touch with you and find out what's going on as the day continues. And thanks for spending a little time with us.
Yes, indeed. And if the folks don't need to travel this evening, by all means, don't do so.
Yeah, the best thing to do is just stay home. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Mike Moneypenny, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. And before we get to any of the other news this morning, let me just say that as far as schools are concerned, Chatham County schools are closed for today. It is an optional work day, optional employee work day. Durham County schools will close 3.5 hours early today. St. Thomas More Catholic School will close at 11:30 this morning. Lunch will not be served. Afternoon activities are canceled for today at St. Thomas More Catholic School. Chapel Hill Transit, including Tar Heel Express shuttles, will run as long as the routes will allow them. Any routes that cannot run will be announced on Chapel Hill Transit's website, and we'll have it posted on chapelroad.com. We've not heard anything about any of the other school systems, so those are the announcements we have. And, of course, we have all of that on our website at chapelboro.com. Well, it appears inevitable that we have a winter storm on the way, mainly this afternoon, starting at about lunchtime. You just heard Mike say snow accumulation 1 to 3 inches early in the afternoon. Our high temperature today is supposed to get only into the upper 20s. Folks who enjoy Carrboro's nightlife but worry about driving home afterward may once again leave their vehicles parked in public lots overnight. WCHL's Danny Hooley has this report.
Just before Carrboro's mayor and alderman closed a work session to the public on Tuesday night, Alderman Damon Siles made the evening's last public motion.
That we remove the change we made around 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. parking in public lots.
It's been a nagging issue for Siles for several weeks, and voting on it was preempted by another threat of inclement weather a few weeks ago. But Tuesday, he finally got a vote on rescinding the town's prohibition on parking in public lots between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. It didn't take long. There was no need for staff presentations, and comments, such as this one from Alderman Jacqueline Gist, were few.
I'd second that because it was a mistake on our part, because it's encouraging people to drive cars when they shouldn't.
The ban was put in place last year. Speaking to WCHL recently, Siles recapped how parking in public lots during the wee hours became an issue in the first place.
Some residents who were beginning to use the public parking lot for long-term parking because, you know, presumably they didn't have enough parking on their property.
Not long after Alderman voted for the ban, Siles and others reconsidered. He told WCHL that it wasn't because of a reported uptick in roadway accidents or DUI arrests. He said it was based on feedback from local business owners and constituents who just thought it was a bad idea to make people drive when they shouldn't just to avoid getting a parking ticket. Nobody has to worry about that anymore. Last night, aldermen unanimously removed the ban on wee hours parking. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Horton County Commissioners last night backed away from a plan to bring a bond referendum to voters this November, but say they might consider doing it during the next presidential primary. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Both Orange County Schools and Chapel Hill Carver City Schools are facing multi-million dollar repairs to fix up aging facilities. But commissioners worry there's not enough time to put together a $100 million bond package before a September deadline to get it on the ballot for the general election.
I'm a little concerned that if we shoot for 2014, we're going to not do a very good job of getting everything in place and taking a chance that it will not pass.
That's Board Vice Chair Earl McKee. He and fellow board members are also wary of taking up bond planning while the county's in the process of searching for a new manager, a search that's taking longer than expected. Commissioners expressed little interest last night in pushing to meet the deadline for a ballot measure this year, instead eyeing the timing of future referendums. But some, including Mark Dorison, worry rural residents would be disenfranchised if the countywide bond went to the voters in 2015, when only municipal races are on the ballot.
If you look back at the turnout for the off-year versus an on-year midterm election, there's more than 25% greater turnout.
Instead, commissioners are considering May of 2016, when turnout is expected to be high for the presidential and gubernatorial primaries. No date has been determined, and the board did not rule out the possibility of putting the measure up for a vote next year. Commissioners say they want input from staff on the timing and process of crafting a bond package, as well as more information from both school systems about what projects are top priorities. The last bond referendum in 2001 netted the county an additional $75 million for schools, parks, and housing. The proposed $100 million bond would be the county's largest in recent history. But even that would be a drop in the bucket, as the school district's combined list of repairs is estimated to be more than the county's entire $192 million annual operating budget. Board Chair Barry Jacobs says voters should know the upcoming bond referendum could be the first of several.
The needs are too big for one bond cycle. And so, say they're going to have several bonds over a period of time to address several $100 million worth of school needs for both systems.
Meanwhile, the Chapel Hill Town Council is eyeing its own $20 million bond package to replace or upgrade aging facilities. That measure could potentially go on the ballot in 2017. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 614. More news in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. In 1982, my wife and I got married and we embarked on a career that neither one of us had ever thought we would do, and that was open up a restaurant in Chapel Hill on Rosemary Street. Like everything, we worked really hard. It started with nothing. Unfortunately, it wore us out, but it also taught us that there is nothing to learn business better than the restaurant business when you're totally in it. You really learn how hard it is, and everything else is easy in comparison. I go around the country helping people in the insurance industry build their businesses. And this is the first thing I say. First of all, you have to love what you do. To me, that's the pinnacle, is that you love what you do, or you have a reason why you want to build this business. What I try to teach people is to continue to get back to the basics. Whatever it is that created you and created your business, continually build off of those things. The reality is that it's real important what we do. It's a profession. It's not a job. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard, or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
WCHL News Time is 6:16. The Chapel Hill Carborough School Board is considering a new renovation plan that will cost more than $160.8 million to repair 10 of its aging facilities and add more space for a growing student population. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The renovation plan, if approved by the school board, would require a bond referendum. The architectural firm, which produced the estimate, originally formulated three repair plans, with costs falling between $52 million and more than $215 million. The higher the cost, the more extensive the repairs. This left it up to the discretion of the board to weigh its available funds versus the necessity of the repairs. However, Ashley Dennis of Mosley Architects explained to the board at its retreat Tuesday that it has been determined that the firm needed to reassess its estimates in order to factor in additional costs. Dennis said that the more than $160 million estimate was a more realistic figure. It would include the more than $2,900,000 in temporary facilities costs to house students during the construction phases.
You couldn't just do it. You really would have to think about where the kids go, where the staff goes.
The school board approved the capital investment plan last week, which fell significantly short of funding basic repair needs. With these renovations, district officials have said it would delay the need for building a new elementary school, saving the district money in the short term. The new plan places Carborough Elementary School as its top priority, allocating more than $13.5 million for improvements, such as a new wing and an increased capacity of 52 seats. Dennis shared that Chapel Hill High School was the most challenging campus to evaluate due to issues such as its size, multiple building layout, and deteriorated building conditions. The cost for work at the high school is estimated to be more than $54.5 million, the highest of all 10 renovation projects. The renovations would increase the capacity of the high school by more than 105 seats. Following the presentation of proposed renovation costs to Chapel Hill High School, Jamzetta Bedford, chair of the board, offered this.
I guess our question is it worth it, or should we just be tearing the whole thing down and start?
Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFries said the board needed more clarification on the new renovation plan before taking a formal vote of approval. On a date still to be determined, the board will hold a work session to discuss the plan. LaFries said he hoped to have a proposal ready to go before the Orange County Commissioners within 2 months. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning. Tomorrow, UNC's FedEx Global Education Center will host the world premiere of Ice Music, a multimedia creation by the artist Brooks DeWetter Smith. Ice Music examines the beauty and the importance of ice in our world, featuring DeWetter Smith's videography and photography, a new musical composition by Lowell Lieberman, and dance choreographed by Carrie McKinley. Ice Music will premiere at 8 p.m. tomorrow night in the Nelson Mandela Auditorium at the FedEx Center as part of UNC's Process Series. On Friday, the 14th, there will be workshop presentation and discussion at 4 p.m. also in the Mandela Auditorium. If you'd like to find out more, you can visit this News Around Town page on our website at chapelboro.com. Coming up on 6:20 now at WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, and this is anticipation of things that may get worse. Let's check in with Rand Northam.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. Traffic moving smoothly to start with this morning, but it is going to get nasty out there. And, of course, we've got the Duke Carolina game tonight that's coming up, and we'll be monitoring all the situations throughout the rest of the evening, throughout the rest of the night. So stay tuned to WCHL. We'll have all that information. I actually just got an email from Jeff Nash talking about the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. So I want to bring you that information first about early closings and cancellations today. His email says, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools will dismiss students early today. Elementary schools will dismiss at 11 o'clock this morning. Middle schools at 11:45. High schools at 12:30. So as you heard in the forecast just a bit ago, that we are going to get quite the dose of winter weather, and schools are preparing for that. Again, Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools, 11 a.m. for elementary, 11:45 a.m. middle, and 12:30 for high schools. Taking a look specifically at the roadways right now, though, again, mentioned that things are moving smoothly to start off this morning. Things could get worse as the day goes on. We'll have that update for you, though. But I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway moving smoothly, MLK, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street not reporting any accidents or delays right now either. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. Excuse me, the heat just came on and went right up my nose.
Really?
I could just smell all that dust burning off this morning. But also know that that number, that WCHL Road Warrior number, that is our newsroom number. If you see any downed power lines, if you have any power outages, anything to report, please feel free to give us a call and let us know so we can share that information with everyone. Also, if you have any pictures of the snow falling today, any ice-covered trees or things like that, you can tweet them to us at WCHL as well.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you. And Ron, glad to have you back in the seat this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk. It's not easy, but, you know, I hope it sounds okay.
We appreciate it.
Talk to you later. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather presented this morning by your friends at Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Minamont Village in Chapel Hill. All right, Rand told you pretty much. Winter storm warning starts at 9 o'clock this morning. We're expecting the snow to roll in here starting at about 12 noon. Mainly in the afternoon, we'll get snow accumulation up to 3 inches this afternoon. And the snow is supposed to continue all the way through tonight and tomorrow as well. High today in the upper 20s, that's it. Chance for snow, 100%. Tonight, snow and sleet, freezing rain, snow and sleet after midnight, additional snow and sleet accumulation, 2 to 4 inches. Oh boy. That's when it really gets serious, when you start talking about the ice in addition to the snow. So, that's what's happening. Snow is on the way, so get ready for it and stay off the roads tonight for sure. It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports. And you know what we have to talk about today? Tar Heels and the Blue Devils. They will play tonight, 9 o'clock, in front of a national television audience in the Dean Smith Center. And WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
The 237th installment of what is widely believed to be the greatest rivalry in college sports promises to be another classic encounter between two of the most iconic programs in college basketball. Carolina comes into the contest on a roll, winning 5 straight games, while Duke overmatched a pair of ACC foes in the week leading up to the Tobacco Road rivalry. Sophomore guard Marcus Page says the team is confident it can sustain the momentum in the Duke game.
I think we've had some success and we've been able to build off of it, and it's given us some confidence. We know what we're capable of doing now. You know, we're not struggling as much. We're still not perfect by any means, but we understand that, you know, our defense can get us through our tough stretches on offense. And
again, game time tonight, 9 o'clock, Carolina and Duke. Need I say more? 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood. With a laser pointer, readily available for as little as $50, a person on the ground can point it at the cockpit of a plane or helicopter. The cockpit window glass can diffuse the light, temporarily blinding the pilot at a critical time when the aircraft is landing or taking off. Maybe the person doing that thinks of it as a prank, just for laughs.
It's not a prank. It's not funny. It causes danger not just to the pilot, but to the passengers as well as people on the ground.
That's John Kitzinger, chief of the FBI's Violent Crime Unit. And one of these days, there could be catastrophic consequences if it doesn't stop, says Mark Rosenkirk, the former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, who's now with CBS News.
This is a terrible problem, and it's growing. It's grown more than 1,100% since 2005. That's almost 11 strikes a day, and this is just something that needs to be stopped.
What they're doing to try to stop it after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save. This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in today and we'll do the rest. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
$0 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Who is doing this laser pointing at aircraft? We asked the FBI's John Kitzinger.
The profile really could be anyone. Certainly there have been teenagers that are engaged in this that are ignorant to how serious it is, but there have been adults as well.
Here's what the FBI, the Airline Pilots Association, and the FAA are now doing, says Mark Rosenker.
They've got a new program that they're going to be looking at for the next 60 days in about 12 major cities, which is basically saying that if, in fact, they can find people and get information leading to the arrest, prosecution, and conviction of people that have attempted to put lasers into the sky and point them at aircraft, they can get a reward as much as $10,000.
And for those who get caught doing it, Congress has raised the maximum penalty to 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Call ahead and we will have it ready for you. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, choose from pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add home-style sides and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh. See Dickies.com for details.
Spring rains and tree blossoms are coming. Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle of locally owned Gutter Solutions, urging you to invest in the long-term value of your home with gutters that work. That's right. Keep the water moving away from your foundation, doors, and windows with the help of our exclusive Gorilla Guard gutter covers that keep your gutters working guaranteed. Find Gutter Solutions and Gorilla Guard gutter covers on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
Chapel Hill High girls basketball has the best record in school history.
This team is a very special group of girls.
Can they finish the season undefeated? It could happen Friday night.
Every time we play and we win, we're making history.
The biggest game in years. You can be there at Chapel Hill High, or you can be here at 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, and chapelboro.com for every dribble, every shot of this historic match beginning at 6:30 Friday night, live from courtside. Orange County basketball lives here. Don't miss it.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. Save half off, $20 worth of food and drinks, available now for $10. Oasis is located in downtown Carrboro in Carmel. But at night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Oasis features organic coffees, aromatic teas, wines and beers, homemade pastries, chocolates, quiches, and more. Many options are also vegetarian, vegan, and or gluten-free. It's half off from Oasis. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, it is 6:30 at WCHL, and time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Winter storm weathering on the way. We're expecting snow to start at about lunchtime today. Snow in the afternoon accumulating up to 3 inches before the end of the day. And continuing, high temperature today only in the upper 20s. So it's not going to get above freezing today. Chance of snow is near 100%. Tonight we're looking at snow and sleet, then freezing rain, snow and sleet after midnight, additional snow and sleet accumulation 2 to 4 inches, ice accumulation up to a tenth of an inch, overnight lows in the upper 20s, and windy as well. Chance of precipitation remains at 100%, and then some snow tomorrow as well, so it's not a pretty sight.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Freezing rain this morning in Atlanta as a winter storm comes through. Cliff Acuff's main worry is this.
It's the eyes. It's the ice.
At Georgia Power, emergency manager Aaron Strickland.
When you're talking about anything half inch of ice or larger, it's pretty darn bad. You go back to the Super Bowl, we had a half inch ice and had 350,000 outages. So this is big.
Already more than 3,000 customers are without power in Georgia. Kristen Smith will take her time on the road today in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
I've already been in a car accident once in my life. I don't plan on getting any more.
This southern storm is going to be a mix, according to WBZ-TV's Eric Fisher.
A huge area of freezing rain here. This will be coming down at very quick rates, adding up, creating power outages, bringing down some limbs and lines. And this will continue through the afternoon, through the evening. Some snow will come in on top of it, and the snow is creeping up toward Washington, D.C. as we head toward this evening. We're there, too. It should be quite significant.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
27 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, and let's check in with Mike Moneypenny, National Weather Service office in Raleigh, to find the very latest on our forecast for today. It's not looking good.
Overnight, we've been watching the light snow developing across South Carolina and slowly approaching from the southwest. It's having a little bit of trouble getting into the dry air across central North Carolina, but it's going to continue to spread north, and we're expecting it to reach the Triangle area in Chapel Hill sometime in the late morning to around lunch.
Okay, so we're bracing for this dose of winter weather, and it should start about noon. And how much snow do you expect for us to get?
Well, it's going to continue to get heavier as we get through the afternoon and into the evening and continue just about all night tonight. And snowfall, we could see as much as 6, perhaps even 10 inches, along with a little bit of glaze of ice during the late afternoon.
So is this going to be one long continuous event, or will we have some today and then some more tomorrow?
It's going to be pretty much a continuous event. We're looking at the snow to continue to get a little bit heavier today, and then tomorrow as the system actually pulls off to the northeast, it will wrap around some cold air and some more snow, and it'll come across tomorrow through around lunchtime.
Well, this appears to be the most accumulation that we will have gotten in a long time here in North Carolina. What's your take on that?
Well, we see these ice storms on occasion, but my goodness, you know, I have not gone back and researched it. But I think I've heard the number 2002 bandied around, the worst one since then, or the worst that we're forecasting since then.
Well, I said North Carolina. I meant to say our area of North Carolina. Of course, there are some areas that do get more snow, but it looks like it's a pretty done deal and a pretty sure thing that it's going to happen.
Not much question about it. We have 100% probability of precipitation. And just about the whole state is going to be affected. The thing is, the ice accumulations right across the heart of the state, you know, from Charlotte up across Fayetteville and the Triangle area, including Chapel Hill, we could see power outages, which would last for more than, you know, a day or so after the end of the storm.
Oh, that brings another set of complications into it. Well, Mike Moneypenny, we will stay in touch with you and find out what's going on as the day continues. And thanks for spending a little time with us.
Yes, indeed. And if the folks don't need to travel this evening, by all means, don't do so.
Yeah, everybody just stay home and stay off the roads if you can tonight. Now, we do have some special announcements to make as far as schools are concerned. We just got this just a little while ago. Chapel Hill, Carrboro City schools will be dismissing early today. They will go to school at the regular times today, but dismiss early. Elementary schools will get out at 11, middle schools at 11:45, and high schools at 12:30. That is in the Chapel Hill, Carrboro City school system. Chatham County schools are closed today. It is an option. Employee workday. Durham County schools will close 3.5 hours early. St. Thomas More Catholic School will close at 11:30 this morning. Lunch will not be served. Afternoon activities are canceled. We have not heard anything from the Orange County schools. But again, the Chapel Hill, Carrboro City schools dismissing early, 11 for elementary, 11:45 for middle schools, and 12:30 for high schools. Chapel Hill transit buses, including Tar Heel Express shuttles, will run as long as the routes will allow them. Any routes that cannot not run will be announced on Chapel Hill Transit's website, and we'll have that information posted on our website at chapelboro.com. We also stay in touch with them, and we'll have it for you on the air here as well to let you know about Chapel Hill Transit buses. But the big news is they're going to try, and they will do it as long as they can, the regular routes that they are allowed to run because of the weather. We are expecting snow by the middle of the day, about lunchtime, snow, and snow all day, and then some sleet and ice tonight, which will complicate the situation. And there is other news to report this morning. Folks who enjoy Carrboro's nightlife but worry about driving home afterward may once again leave their vehicles parked in public lots overnight. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
Just before Carrboro's mayor and alderman closed a work session to the public on Tuesday night, Alderman Damon Siles made the evening's last public motion.
That we remove the change we made around 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. parking in public lots.
It's been a nagging issue for Siles for several weeks, and voting on it was preempted by another threat of inclement weather a few weeks ago. But Tuesday, he finally got a vote on rescinding the town's prohibition on parking in public lots between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. It didn't take long. There was no need for staff presentations, and comments, such as this one from Alderman Jacqueline Gist, were few.
I'd second that because it was a mistake on our part, because it's encouraging people to drive cars when they shouldn't.
The ban was put in place last year. Speaking to WCHL recently, Siles recapped how parking in public lots during the wee hours became an issue in the first place.
Some residents who were beginning to use the public parking lot for long-term parking because, you know, presumably they didn't have enough parking on their properties.
Not long after Alderman voted for the ban, Siles and others reconsidered. He told WCHL that it wasn't because of a reported uptick in roadway accidents or DUI arrests. He said it was based on feedback from local business owners and constituents who just thought it was a bad idea to make people drive when they shouldn't just to avoid getting a parking ticket. Nobody has to worry about that anymore. Last night, Alderman unanimously removed the ban on wee hours parking. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Carrboro School Board is considering a new renovation plan that will cost more than $160.8 million to repair 10 of its aging facilities and add more space for a growing student population. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The renovation plan, if approved by the school board, would require a bond referendum. The architectural firm, which produced the estimate, originally formulated three repair plans, with costs falling between $52 million and more than $215 million. The higher the cost, the more extensive the repairs. This left it up to the discretion of the board to weigh its available funds versus the necessity of the repairs. However, Ashley Dennis of Mosley Architects explained to the board at its retreat Tuesday that it has been determined that the firm needed to reassess its estimates in order to factor in additional costs. Dennis said that the more than $160 million estimate was a more realistic figure. It would include the more than $2,900,000 in temporary facilities costs to house students during the construction phases.
You couldn't just do it. You really would have to think about where the kids go, where the staff goes.
The school board approved the capital investment plan last week, which fell significantly short of funding basic repair needs. With these renovations, district officials have said it would delay the need for building a new elementary school, saving the district money in the short term. The new plan places Carrboro Elementary School as its top priority, allocating more than $13.5 million for improvements, such as a new wing and an increased capacity of 52 seats. Dennis shared that Chapel Hill High School was the most challenging campus to evaluate due to issues such as its size, multiple building layout, and deteriorated building conditions. The cost for work at the high school is estimated to be more than $54.5 million, the highest of all 10 renovation projects. The renovations would increase the capacity of the high school by more than 105 seats. Following the presentation of proposed renovation costs to Chapel Hill High School, Jamizetta Bedford, chair of the board, offered this.
I guess our question is it worth it, or should we just be tearing the whole thing down and start?
Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze said the board needed more clarification on the new renovation plan before taking a formal vote of approval. On a date still to be determined, the board will hold a work session to discuss the plan. LaFreeze said he hoped to have a proposal ready to go before the Orange County Commissioners within 2 months. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
County commissioners last night backed away from a plan to bring a bond referendum to voters this November, but they say they might consider doing it during the next presidential primary. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Both Orange County Schools and Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools are facing multi-million dollar repairs to fix up aging facilities. But commissioners worry there's not enough time to put together a $100 million bond package before a September deadline to get it on the ballot for the general election.
I'm a little concerned that if we shoot for 2014, we're going to not do a very good job of getting everything in place and taking a chance that it will not pass.
That's Board Vice Chair Earl McKee. He and fellow board members are also wary of taking up bond planning while the county's in the process of searching for a new manager, a search that's taking longer than expected. Commissioners expressed little interest last night in pushing to meet the deadline for a ballot measure this year, instead eyeing the timing of future referendums. But some, including Mark Dorison, worry rural residents would be disenfranchised if the countywide bond went to the voters in 2015, when only municipal races are on the ballot.
If you look back at the turnout for the off-year versus an on-year midterm election, there's more than 25% greater turnout.
Instead, commissioners are considering May of 2016, when turnout is expected to be high for the presidential and gubernatorial primaries. No date has been determined, and the board did not rule out the possibility of putting the measure up for a vote next year. Commissioners say they want input from staff on the timing and process of crafting a bond package, as well as more information from both school systems about what projects are top priorities. The last bond referendum in 2001 netted the county an additional $75 million for schools, parks, and housing. The proposed $100 million bond would be the county's largest in recent history. But even that would be a drop in the bucket, as the school district's combined list of repairs is estimated to be more than the county's entire $192 million annual operating budget. Board Chair Barry Jacobs says voters should know the upcoming bond referendum could be the first of several.
The needs are too big for one bond cycle. And so, say they're going to have several bonds over a period of time to address several $100 million worth of school needs for both systems.
Meanwhile, the Chapel Hill Town Council is eyeing its own $20 million bond package to replace or upgrade aging facilities. That measure could potentially go on the ballot in 2017. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:43. I'm Ron Stutz, and once again, the schools that we have to tell you about today. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools have announced that they will be dismissing early today. They will go to school at the regular times, but elementary schools will get out at 11, middle schools at 11:45, and high schools will be dismissed at 12:30. That's in the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. Nothing from Orange County Schools so far. Chatham County Schools closed today. Optional employee workday. Durham County Schools will close 3.5 hours early, and St. Thomas More Catholic School will close at 11:30. Lunch will not be served, and afternoon activities are canceled. Those are all the school announcements we have, and if we get them, we will post them on our website at chapelboro.com, and we'll be telling you about them here on WCHL as soon as we do get them, but those are all we have at this moment. We're expecting more later on in the day. Of course, we have a winter storm warning. Snow expected to start in the middle of the day today, and we're expecting quite a lot of accumulation. In addition to the snow, some sleet and some ice coming tonight as well. So that will certainly complicate the situation. 6:44 at WCHL.
You hear all that texting? That's the sound of you wisely choosing Diamonds Direct for her Valentine gift this year. She took a picture of what you gave her and sent it to all her friends. A ringing endorsement of just how great you are. Guys, this Valentine's, send her the right message with a beautiful piece of jewelry from Diamonds Direct. We've put together our best ever selection of romantic, timeless gifts starting at around $200. Earrings, pendants, pearls, colored gemstones, new fashion jewelry from Tacori and other famous designers. This Valentine's, skip the candy and the flowers. Give her something of lasting value and something that shows how much you really love her from Diamonds Direct. Oh, and the best part about her sharing her Diamonds Direct Valentine's gift on social media is when she puts her phone on silent. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, official jewelers of the Carolina Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes.
This is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization. Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074, and Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
Have you been to Carber lately? You just couldn't make this place up. February is For the Love of Carber Month, and there is so much to see and do, like the North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival. Acts from New York, L.A., Chicago, far and near, here to perform as the next generation of comedy talent. Hashtag NCCAF takes place February 6th through the 16th in the heart of Carborough. Come to Carborough and feel free. Unwind, create, taste, play, and be yourself. Follow us on Facebook at For the Love of Carborough.
27 degrees, 646 at WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Despite nasty weather across the Tar Heel State, Carolina will host Duke tonight at 9 o'clock in the 237th renewal of the rivalry. Duke has won 7 of the last 9 in the series, which came on the heels of Carolina winning 6 of 7. Roy Williams would like to see a new Tar Heel streak start tonight.
We had a good run there for a while, and they've had a good run here recently, and I hope to live long enough to have another good run for us. But I don't really focus on those kind of things. I focus on this game, our North Carolina team this year against Duke's team this year.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Conventional wisdom says Duke can really shoot it from the outside, while Carolina figures to have the advantage in the paint. But Williams doesn't necessarily agree.
The difficulty lies in the fact that we don't present the same kind of problems for them on the other end. When we had Tyler as our five-man, he created tremendous matchup problems for them on the offensive end, and we don't have the low post kind of score this year that presents a lot of matchup problems for them. So,
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The 2013 Pauli Murray Human Relations Award Ceremony will take place on Sunday, February 23rd from 3 o'clock p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. at the Central Orange Senior Center in Hillsboro. The Pauli Murray Award is presented to a youth, adult, and business owner recognized for the pursuit of equality, justice, and human rights for all residents in Orange County. The winners of the 2013 Student Essay Contest will also be announced. Refreshments will be served, and the event is free and open to the public.
Adventure begins at camp. The summer science camps at Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center. Choose from more than 20 different camp themes, morning, afternoon, or both. Fun and educational, from rocket science,
liftoff, we have a liftoff,
to chemistry. There's something for every child, including extended care options. Camp curriculums developed at UNC Chapel Hill. Openings still available for select summer science camps. For details and online registration, visit MoorheadPlanetarium.org.
It is time again for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54, where you can register to win UNC Duke tickets by liking them on their Facebook page. Better do it in a hurry because the game's coming up tonight. Enter now for a chance to win. Not sure exactly what the deadline is. Perhaps it's noon, something like that. But at any rate, check out Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Great place to eat and great place to watch. That is for sure if you don't have tickets to the game. All right, now, here we go with the traffic. Rand Northam is here to bring you up to date on the roadways.
Well, if we get enough snow, you might lose your ticket to a student today because might be talking about one of those snow bowls again.
Yeah, I remember when they did. It was against Maryland, wasn't
it? That's right.
Yeah, and it was really interesting because it gave us quite a home court advantage.
Exactly.
Because the students were great.
Yep, that's why they moved the students down to the court.
They were awesome.
Yeah, so could see it again tonight. Very well could see that.
Yeah.
Traffic right now is moving smoothly for the most part. NC-54 heading westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing some small delays, minor to moderate at this time. Nothing major out there. I-40 moving smoothly, the Durham Freeway, NC-54 elsewhere. 15501, Estes Drive, MLK, and Franklin Street all moving without problems right now as well. That could and most likely will certainly change today as the winter weather comes into the area. We will be on the air as soon as it does start snowing and as soon as conditions are bad enough to start letting you know of those bad conditions, and we will stay on the air until it's over as well. 6 to 11 inches projected at this point. It's going to be a doozy today.
I picked a really good time to get sick and lose my voice.
How about it? Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll send you home about midday, and we'll see you in 3 days.
Maybe.
When we dig out here.
I don't know. If you would have heard me try to talk yesterday, oh, boy, man. It's a lot better today than it was yesterday.
Well, even in the last half hour, I think the caffeine might have given you a jolt in the last little bit. You sound even better.
I don't think it's the caffeine. I think it's just the hot liquid.
There you go.
You know, and I got to keep that on there.
Whatever works.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a little bit here.
All righty.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by WCHL Championship Sports. Rand is all excited about not only the Carolina Duke game, but also we have high school basketball coming up this Friday night. Rand will bring you the Chapel Hill girls basketball team's attempt to close out an undefeated regular season against Cardinal Gibbons. Our broadcast will begin Friday night at 6:30, and you'll hear it right here on WCHL. You don't want to miss that. All right, winter storm warning in effect starting at 9 o'clock this morning, and actually we're expecting snow at around noon and pretty much a continuous event all the way through tomorrow. Snow likely this afternoon, snow accumulation up to 3 inches by the end of the afternoon, and it will just keep on snowing. High today in the upper 20s, chance of snow 100%. Same goes for tonight, except tonight it may get really complicated with snow and sleet, and then freezing rain, additional snow and sleet accumulation up to 4 inches, ice accumulation up to a tenth of an inch, and the lows in the upper 20s. The temperature is going to stay pretty much where they are all day and all night. It will also be kind of windy tonight. And then tomorrow, light freezing rain or freezing drizzle, snow with a chance of sleet in the morning. Now, you get the picture. I mean, we're talking about some very serious business here. And again, it's supposed to start at about noon today. So buckle up, get ready. WCHL's celebrity birthdays. Now, we got a few of these. Movie director Franco Zeffirelli is 91 years old today. Baseball Hall of Famer sportscaster Joe Garagiola is 88 years old today. Hard to believe. Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Russell is 80. Actor Joe Don Baker, 78. Author Judy Blume, 76. Country singer Mo Bandy, 70 years old today. Actress Maude Adams is 69. Actor Cliff DeYoung, 68. Michael McDonald, Doobie Brothers fame, 62 years old today. And, of course, solo artist as well. Actress Joanna Kearns is 61. Actor, talk show host Arsenio Hall is 58 years old today. Actor Josh Brolin, 46. Singer Chyna Phillips is 49 years old today. Actor Jesse Spencer, 35. Actress Christina Ricci is 34. NFL quarterback Robert Griffin III, RG3, 24 years old today. And we have a local celebrity who actually celebrated a birthday yesterday, and she is our birthday winner for today. Ladies and gentlemen, Kristen Commons has a birthday today. Kristen Commons, happy birthday, dear. We're going to get you a $10 gift certificate to the UPS store. Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, they always love taking care of their customers. They will love taking care of you, too. Kristen Commons, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
All right. right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for trivia with the most trivial man I know.
You are correct, sir.
How you doing?
It's all good.
You look good.
I look good, feel good.
Yeah, you do feel good?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you feel good. I'm just telling you look good.
Well, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Like, what is it when you start getting older? Wow, you look good.
You're like a bottle of wine. Bottle of fine wine, Freddie. You're getting better with age.
You are a kind man. You know what I can't get used to is I still feel the same, you know, kind of the bouncy Tigger thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I get student responses, but like, you know, yes, sir.
I know,
no,
man.
Ma'am. And then I'm like,
I know.
Wow.
That happens to me every day
out by that.
In this building.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah.
I hate it when they do that.
Somebody's walking by the house at, you know, Park Place, and I'm like, and I pick at them, you know, saying, wow, you don't look like you're all that excited about going to class today. And
yeah.
Well, sir, I'm not really.
I know.
And I'm like, you don't have to do that. Stop.
It makes me feel so bad.
Yeah.
You know, I'll meet some guy in the hall, somebody who works for university directories or something, and he's in his 20s.
Yeah.
You know, and I try to get to know most of those people, but, you know, once they'll say, good morning, sir. Or, how are you this morning, sir?
Well, we probably did the same thing when we were young bucks.
I hate that stuff, man. It makes me feel so old when that happens. And then, you know, used to, when you were younger, now, be honest, when a very attractive woman were to smile at you, speak to you, you're very young, you might get kind of excited about that. You might think, well, wow, she was really nice.
Kind of playful.
But, yeah, you think, man, well, I'm going to talk to her or whatever.
Yeah.
But these days, it's like, they just kind of view you as, and you know, they look at you as harmless, and they may laugh at your jokes or whatever, but it's like in a sort of fatherly or grandfatherly
Ron's
thing.
Ron's such a sweet, dear old man. I want to cut up his green beans for him.
Oh, it's not to that point.
I'm kidding. Hey, you know what? We have been remiss. February is Black History Month.
Yeah.
And we've been so caught up in day-to-day kind of thing. So today, tomorrow, and Friday, we're going to do a string of some Black History Month questions.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
All right. This first was a toughie.
All right.
You ready?
A lot of your questions are tough.
Well, all right. Here we go, guys. This gentleman was born in Fayetteville, North Carolina in 1827.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Hiram R. Revels, R-E-V-E-L-S.
Mm-hmm.
What in national politics was he the very first African-American to do or be in 1870? Now, remember, 1870, that's only like 4 or 5 years.
After the Civil War.
After the Civil War and the eradication of slavery and, you know, you got to think about citizenship and the right to vote and all that.
Yeah.
What Hiram R. Revels in national politics, what was he the very first African-American to be in 1870? And think of Washington.
Enjoy culinary delights at the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of the only Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. It's all created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team, and will be a meal you won't soon forget. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant at the Carolina Inn, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Freddie, my first inclination when you said that, I tried to think of an office that's pretty high up.
Now you're on the right, train.
The Secretary of State? I don't know.
Okay, no, that's a good thought. Now, he would not be in the executive branch, but Hiram R. Revels, born in North Carolina in 1827, and of course as a slave, he was the first African-American to be elected to the United States Senate.
Oh, cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you start thinking about the timing, 1870 and the war ending and the conditions of slavery
this
being tossed aside.
Yeah.
I mean, that's remarkable. He was elected as a senator from Mississippi, although he was a native North Carolinian.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the irony. To complete the term vacated 10 years earlier by former Confederate President Jefferson Davis.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, Mike Galoo called in with the answer to the question. He was the first African-American to be elected to the U.S. Senate, which I find to be pretty remarkable in regards to the timing, that's for sure. Mike gets a swap trivia prize and a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base,
and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Louisiana to the Carolinas for a dangerous mix of snow, sleet, and ice.
I don't care what Yankees say. You can't drive in ice.
In Atlanta, CBS's Omar Villafranca tells us walking isn't much better.
We're starting to get a small, thin layer of ice on the sidewalk.
Mindful of how the last storm brought Atlanta to its knees, officials brought in an extra 180 tons of sand and salt to treat icy roads.
The main thing they're telling people is, we may spread the roads, but please stay off them.
A man in West Columbia, South Carolina wouldn't disagree with
it. It's been really raining and icy all night, but I mean, it's beginning to accumulate now. Crazy.
Heavy ice is a threat to bring down overhead.